Yeah, so whenever we're speaking of the Lord within this work, what we're talking about is the Word. The Lord is the Word, or the Word is the Lord. So that's the thing. So then when we're talking about the divine natural, you know, what are we actually talking about? Well, if our thought gets locked historically, then there's not a lot that can do in terms of helping us. I mean, we can say that, well, that has helped, but how does it specifically help you in your process now? Not a lot. But if you see that the natural is where the Lord meets us on a sensual corporeal level, how does he do that now? He does it through the text. So the Word is the Lord right down to the very ultimates of the text. The hair and the vinegar and the gall aspects, we can connect it to the story. That's Simeon and Levi stuff. It's that it's not the Lord's natural as such. It's what is a representative of, but has become corrupted. So there's this, I'll try and explain this as best I can. So you come to the text. The text is true. Like it's the manifestation of goodness itself right down to the very letter. And what the Lord does by means of the text is gives us a natural that is from himself that can sit within the mind so that we can be saved. But what happens is that the text enters our mind and we bring all our false ideas and everything else, and it just gets bundled amongst all the other sort of factual knowledge that we have, and there it sits. Then we begin to work with it out of whatever need we have, and suddenly something begins to happen. And what begins to happen is that our historical faith actually starts to become a bit shaky because we start receiving new insights and they don't quite marry with perhaps what we have adopted as our faith externally. But then we like the actual experiential aspects, you know, and truth being revealed in that in the experience of it. What starts to happen is that we start to see those historical things that we put a lot of store on begin to be put off as we enter into a personal kind of sense of what this is about in terms of our own process. So what you have is when the Word goes into our mind and it gets clothed with our own proprial ideas and suspect motivations and all of that, that's like the maternal human, the human of the mother that's put on. As we begin to recognize that, this is the transition, like this is a church failing and for a new church to be established idea. As we begin to recognize that, we get truer insights from the Word about what it's actually about. And as those insights become much more interwoven into our sense of the Lord through practice, those things that serve to that point no longer are needed. So then we have the Lord's human, what's the human the Lord takes from the Father. So this is like genuine truths, clear ideas about the doctrine for our life, that sort of thing. That's taken from within, not from without. What is without is supporting it, but we're beginning to see things in terms of process rather than in terms of just statements about truth. And as we begin to work with that, then what starts to happen is that we actually come to see that the Word is divine, that it is actually the Lord. Now, I know no one in the new church is going to deny that, but it's all about what you live out of, not what you profess. Okay, so there is a huge shift that occurs within people's state. So when it talks about the reorganization of the human mind, that's no easy thing. You know, like that is because our sense of self is so woven into the way we hold things that, you know, when the Lord comes in and starts pressing on getting us to let go, that's a very anxiety-causing state to be in. But he doesn't do that unless there are things that have been worked into the life, truths that have been worked into the life that can support that process moving forward. The fact that the process actually begins to unfold means that it's safe for it to happen despite how it might feel on a more exterior level. So what you see there is that the Lord is then making his natural divine. in terms of the Word. We're coming to see the Word. Like, this is the transfiguration sort of aspect. The Word is coming alive for us, and it's powerful. You know, the Word has the power to actually bring transformation into our life, and we begin to actually experience that in areas and ways that, you know, we never imagined was possible. But we also get to see the proprial side as well in ways that we had never seen before. So those two things are held, and that's the tension, you know, that we're held between heaven and hell. That's, you know, and this is the concept of freedom starting to really kick in a way that has an internal application.